Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're coming to you live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios in Grand Rapids. We're talking a little bit about Memorial Day barbecue, Bob. We have some tasty treats on the grill now. We'll get away from that main course stuff and talk about a little taste-tempting turd.
Yes, the Atomic Buffalo Turd, and I think I like it just because of the name.
Right. Well, hell yeah. What'd you have on the grill? I had turds over at Bob's house. Really?
Great.
Yeah, they were great.
Again?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. It's really, and if you don't really like jalapenos, you'd want to try this because it'll change your mind. Something happens when you grill a jalapeno, especially when you gut it out.
Right.
Pardon me.
Once you clean the you can say the word.
This grail's making me burp. Sorry. Right. Placental fiber.
There. I knew it was coming. It's one of his favorite two words to say. So, yeah.
Well, by the time you stuff this thing with some cream cheese, wrap it in bacon, and then sprinkle it with whatever your favorite sweet rub is and throw it on the grill and grill it up nice, you're going to have the heat tames that jalapeno.
Sure. Roasted jalapenos become...
Time you've
more
taken
mild.
That fiber out of it, you've removed a lot of the heat, the capsicum, and what burns your tongue.
Right.
Doesn't mean it's going to be mild, but it's going to be milder.
Right.
And then you get the true jalapeno flavor without hurting people who are wimpy.
One tip on that, the bacon that you wrap it with, do the thin cut, not the thick, because by the time the thick gets done, chances are... your cream cheese might be out of the middle of that thing. You just want to roll it once or twice. You don't want to have to keep doing it with the thick bacon.
Right.
Now, I've got a variation of that where you can put a little piece of a meat stick inside that with the cream cheese.
You don't say.
Yeah.
You do say.
So that is, I don't have a special name for it, but I've done them that way. So you get the bacon on the outside and like a meat stick on the inside, and I don't take a whole one.
I think it would be like a pregnant atomic buffalo turkey.
Okay, well, that's good. Not a chip. It's a full-fledged, yeah. But anyway, so, yeah, we've had those for a long time. But jalapenos, let's just talk about that for just a second. You can stuff them with a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Right? And make them good. That cream cheese, again, the idea is you're taming the heat a little bit. But any form of cheese inside that jalapeno... Now, Bob, when you cut them, do you cut them lengthways like a boat, or do you cap them?
No. I always cap them
right.
For those style. Now, you can do the jalapeno boats, but that's a different.
And you don't want to roll those if you've got cheese in them, and that's where I'm at. No. So preparing the jalapeno, you cut the cap off where the stem is, and then you hollow it out and get that fiber
and
the seeds out.
Sometimes, like when I make the boats, jalapeno boats, I'll brown up some Jimmy Dean breakfast sausage or some Sobeys breakfast sausage. And then I'll grind that up into nice small little pebbles, and I'll blend that in with the cream cheese and stuff them with that.
Right.
So you get a little more meat on the inside. That's really nice, too.
But it's cooked, so you don't have to roll them.
Right.
Right? And then if you're wrapping those with bacon, what I do is set them on indirect heat and let the bacon cook from the grill's indirect heat and not over it, because you're going to get flare-ups if you put them right over the heat.
You can finish them off on the grill, though.
Right.
By the time they've cooked indirectly for 20 minutes or so, it's kind of melding together.
Right. Yep. And that bacon creates a seal.
So there's a little trick to that, too. If you look at a jalapeno, it's kind of like your thumb, and you're basically cutting the end off, leaving a big cavity, right?
Right.
So technically, that cream cheese is going to want to gush out of the end. When you take your first wrap on the bacon, put it over the top, and then wind it around and pin it into place. It's kind of like tying a rope. If you're in the Boy Scouts, you might have some knots you tied like that, and it'll work out just fine.
But the idea is you put a cap back on where you cut the pepper cap off. You put a cap of bacon
right
back on, and as it heats, it'll seal it.
See, I would do it opposite of what you were saying, of course.
Really?
I'm going to put it on the grill first. I might set it to the side, because you always end up setting all kinds of stuff to the side if your grill's big enough. But I want to cauterize that bacon right off the bat. I'm going to find my loose end, the last part of that wrap, and I'm going to put that down on the grates So it kind of welds it. When that bacon starts frying, it kind of welds it, and then it won't shrink up and want to unwind on you.
Right.
I'm afraid if and I suppose if you did it indirect, you could do the same thing, but you'd want to put that bottom down. But
always, I just like
searing it on there. It's just like a spot welder.
I just don't like touching them after I get them, and that's why I do indirect, because they'll finish on indirect heat. I feel like if I've got them over direct heat, I got to roll them.
That's a lot of feelings.
Yeah, it is, but it's how I feel about the atomic turd. So another unique barbecue term is spatchcocked, and we're not talking anything dirty here. This is a way to prepare a bird. You've heard us talk about it before if you're a regular listener, but it's just a way to prepare a chicken for the grill. So it does two things. One, it gives you more surface area to get a sear on, and the other thing is it will cook a little bit quicker, a spatchcock chicken. And what that is you set the chicken breast down, and you got the little tail down there, and you got the neck on the other end, right? And you take a pair of chicken shears or meat shears, right? And you go up either side of that backbone and pull that out and discard it, right? You go from the neck to the tail. You're cutting the backbone out of the bird, so it's going to flop open. Now, some guys will take a fillet knife or something and cut the ribs out.
Always.
Too. Yep.
Always.
And you don't have to, but it's the proper way to do it if you're going to continue this method.
Yeah, you should, in proper spatchcock mode.
Right.
When I used to travel around with Cowboy Rob Russell, our fancy grilling class always had the spatchcock in it, and I'd have to say that was one of the bigger delights the students in the classes had, was not only seeing it when it was done, but eating it, because some people like to have a whole chicken. Few people do it properly.
Right.
You can do, you know, the beer can chicken if you have the right grill. But the spatchcock method is nice because you're cutting the backbone out of it, so it's just like a congressman. No spine, and you're laying it flat. Now, when you lay that thing flat on your grill, you're going to probably be doing it indirect, or you're going to smoke it. I would smoke it if you have a smoker. But just make sure when you lay that raw meat out that you have the legs and wings and everything positioned in the right direction for your presentation, because it's going to just cook and harden up, and that's the shape it's going to be in. You don't want one leg flopped the wrong way or...
Right.
It's not going to move again once you get done with it.
So basically when you've taken that back out of there, you're going to put the inside of the chicken is now exposed. It used to be a cavity.
Right.
Now it's flat.
Right.
And you can season both sides now
right.
evenly, which is great. But I always start with the inside down.
Always.
And then finish with the outside down.
Right. So what I do is make sure that if the inside is down, then I'm going to take a bunch of good EVO. I'm probably going to use depends on the profile I'm going. This recipe I found online was from Yumly, I believe. And you can go to Yumly and look up spatchcock, lemon, garlic, rosemary, chicken, and pull this recipe down. But it's very accurate. It's a beautiful recipe. And you'll find that the beauty in it is this whole bird, 4 or 5 pounds, will cook evenly.
Right. It's a man's way to cook a bird. It's time for some man law. Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Today's man law. Man law 102. Women who claim they love to watch sports must be treated as spies until they demonstrate the knowledge of the game and the ability to pick a buffalo wing clean.
Word.
Man-law.
Word.
Mm-hmm.
There you go, man.
Yeah, so back to the spatchcock real quick. The reason you want to do it is because it's one way to have juicy breasts and finished off thighs and wings.
Right.
Very often, if you cook a whole chicken, the wings are going to be overdone. The breasts will be to get the thighs done properly. The breasts will probably be overdone.
Right.
And this way, it's just an even process. Now, if you only have a small grill and you got to do it all over direct heat, that's okay. Put lots of oil under it, and do your first open side down, skin up, and get as long as you can without getting it black. Then flip it over and finish it off. Make sure you use a ThermoPen. Go to thegrillingguys.com, far right side. You'll see the ThermoPen logo. Pick up a ThermoPen because you'll get a three-second read on your temperature.
Got a couple more great ideas on how to spend your Memorial Day. Stick with us. We'll be back.